It's Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 56. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Bernard Morgan, and Brian Margrian talking about programming in the field. Brian Margrian starts off talking about the overlap between the programmers and the team troubleshooting the system on site.
I think for me personally, and for the way that my team works, I think there's still actually a lot of overlap, you know, sometimes more than I would like. But I find that probably half my time supporting the field is really just learning the right questions to ask to help lead people down the path. Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't want to just go back. I think one of the things, Steve, that you put in your outline was just finger pointing, right? I don't want to just go back and say, hey, did you check the wiring? You know, like I like to try to look at that a little bit differently. We always give our QA and field techs the SIG file so they can go open that up themselves, or we can just go over work with them right in debugger, especially in the initial phases of working with somebody, whether we have somebody new, could be a new engineer, could be a new commissioning agent, could be a new field tech. I like to try to take 15 or 20 minutes with them the first time and walk them through and show them kind of our thought process. And then when I do end up on site, especially once again, when it's a newer person, I like to actually sit with them and show them my flow, what we actually do, how we work. And I think it helps them a little bit understand what we're doing. And then it helps me as well understand how they're doing their side of things. So it kind of helps them out together.
And I think the industry has shifted some too, because back in, you know, Brian, you've been doing this a long time too. It used to be, don't power anything up until the programmer gets here.
Yep.
Don't flip any switches. And that now it's like, okay, can we at least flip 2/3 of the switches? And I think that crux has pushed some of this more upstream, because it used to be that don't turn anything on.
Yeah.
And now we at least can say, you know what, I'm passing video. And just the fact of saying that I can manually route video, I can see video, the projectors turn on, helps the team know how to move forward so much faster than, did you turn the projector? No, I didn't turn anything on.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.